Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's September the 18th. And on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1905, and we remember the death of the Scottish clergyman, George MacDonald, who wrote novels to support himself. He's best remembered for his allegorical fairy stories, which have continued to delight both children and adults, and his influence and legacy is wide-ranging. A mentor of Lewis Carroll, and prominent authors including J.M. Barrie, Mark Twain, G.K. Chesterton, C.S. Lewis, Neil Gaiman and J.R.R. Tolkien have cited him as being a major influence on them. C.S. Lewis, see the pod of May the 29th, wrote that he regarded MacDonald as his master, who convinced him that true Christianity is not uninteresting. Picking up a copy of Fantastices one day at a train station bookstall, I began to read. A few hours later, I knew that I had crossed a great frontier. G.K. Chesterton, see the pod of July the 13th, cited The Princess and the Goblin as a book that had made a difference to my whole existence. Born in Aberdeenshire, Scotland, his family was one of the MacDonalds of Glencoe who suffered the infamous massacre of 1692. See the pod of February the 13th. He grew up in a family steeped in literature. One of his maternal uncles was the editor of the Gaelic Highland Dictionary and collector of fairy tales and Celtic poetry. His paternal grandfather contributed to the starting of European Romanticism. And his step-uncle was a Shakespeare scholar. His mother had received a classical education which included multiple languages. He had a lifelong struggle with his lungs after suffering a bout of tuberculosis. And well into his adult life, he was constantly travelling in search of purer air for his lungs. Tuberculosis was historically called consumption due to the weight loss that ensued. And the bacteria spread from one person to the next through the air, and people who had active TB in their lungs coughed, spat, or sneezed. Public health campaigns during the 1800s focused on overcrowding, public spitting, and regular sanitation, including hand washing. And this helped to either interrupt or slow the spread, which has led to the elimination of tuberculosis as a major public health issue in most developed economies. In MacDonald's time, however, tuberculosis killed two brothers and two half-sisters and would ravage his own children, four of whom died before him. Betraying the Calvinism of his youth, MacDonald believes that suffering was finally redemptive. All pains, indeed all sorrows, are but the ministers of truth and righteousness. His background was Calvinistic, although his paternal grandfather was a Catholic-born fiddle-playing Presbyterian elder. And his mother was a sister to the Gaelic-speaking radical who became moderator of the disrupting Free Church. While his stepmother, to whom he was very close, was the daughter of a Scottish Episcopalian priest. He graduated from the University of Aberdeen in 1845 with a master's degree in chemistry and physics, but then underwent theological training at Highbury College in Aberdeen for the congregational ministry. He became a minister, but was forced to resign his pulpit in 1853 because he liked to dabble in German theology, meaning the new, higher critical approach to biblical studies that was emerging from that country. See the podcast on von Harnack on June the 10th. MacDonald then became a freelance preacher and lecturer, and after the success of his poetic tragedy, within and without. He made literature his profession. Lewis Carroll became a good friend and gave him the first manuscript of Alice in Wonderland to read to his children. And in his late 40s, his fame had spread across the Atlantic, and he visited the United States in 1872 for a lecture tour. After his stay in New York City, one large Fifth Avenue church offered him the almost unheard of salary of $20,000 a year to become its pastor. MacDonald thought the idea preposterous, and he would eventually become an Anglican. But he never had much patience with high theology or liturgy, and he said that it often stood in the way of people encountering Christ personally. Fantastices, which had such a formative influence on C.S. Lewis, concerns a young man who is pulled into a dreamlike world and there hunts for his ideal of female beauty, embodied by the marble lady. He lives through many adventures and temptations while in the other world, until he is finally ready to give up his ideals. C.S. Lewis wrote, reading it when he was 16, "That night my imagination was in a certain sense baptized. The rest of me not unnaturally took longer. I had not the faintest notion what I had let myself in for by buying Fantasticities. The Princess and the Goblin, which impacted Chesterton so dramatically, is still popular today as a children's story, and it has been turned into multiple films. And J.R.R. Tolkien's depiction of goblins within his legendarium was heavily influenced by this book." That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at the life of the poet George Herbert. To make our archive easy to access, we've started to group our podcasts into themes. So if you visit www.pogp.net, the second group on literature is going up this week, from C.S. Lewis to Alexander Solzhenitsyn. If you'd like to give any feedback, you can email us on pogppod@gmail.com. And if you have time, please subscribe and share the podcast with friends. Have a lovely day, and thanks for listening.